You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, listeners. We're going to continue on with the series on the Sabbath, the eight places in the New Testament where Sunday is mentioned. It's never called Sunday. It's only been called the first day of the week. But irregardless of that, we're showing that Sunday is not the Lord's Day, the Sabbath, or the day we go to church and worship Jesus. So, we're continuing on. We're reading in Acts chapter 20, verses 6 through 13. And I was talking, let me read verses 7 and 8. Now, the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to him and continued his message till midnight. So I was pointing out that Paul's ready to depart the next day. This is actually Saturday night. Sunday begins at sundown at the end of the seventh day. So the disciples came together to break bread. They're going to have a meal. Paul's going to depart Sunday morning the next day. He talks until midnight Saturday night, and says there were many lamps in the upper room where they were gathered together, and in a window sat a certain young man named Eclyptus who was sinking into a deep sleep. He was overcome by sleep. As Paul continued speaking, he fell down from the third story and was taken up dead. But Paul went down on him, embracing him, and said, "Do not trouble yourself, for his life is in him." And in fact, for people that would dispute this is a Saturday night, take a look at the New English Bible. It says on Saturday night. That's right. Paul preached his farewell sermon, ready to depart the next day, Sunday morning, a work day, a travel day, at daybreak. And continuing verse 11, now when he had come up, had broken bread and eaten, and talked a long while, even till daybreak, he departed. So Sunday morning he leaves. And they brought the young man in alive, and they were not a little comforted. Verse 13, then we went ahead to the ship and sailed to Assos, where we were intending to take Paul on board, for so he had given orders, intending himself to go on foot. So, sorry to rain on your parade, but this was not a Sunday morning service. This was Saturday night after the Sabbath, and they had a meal, and a young man fell asleep. Paul laid on him, put his body over him, resurrected him, and Sunday morning he got up and he left. He went. So, to summarize this, over and over, it shows that Saturday, the Sabbath, was continued after Jesus' resurrection. Number one, Sunday is simply called the first day of the week in the New Testament. Number two, Jesus never mentions Sunday, not one time. Three, not once is Sunday set aside as a holy day to honor his resurrection. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, Sunday always comes after the Sabbath. In fact, the whole Bible, Sunday comes after the Sabbath. Number five, those who say, well, I have God's Spirit, he told me to do this. It only tells us to do what Jesus taught. And after his resurrection, everybody kept Sabbath. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.